In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. A lot of people love botanical gardens and conservatories. They're really nice in a northern climate, no matter how long your winter, no matter how slow your spring comes. A conservatory can give you an overwhelmingly wonderful concentration of nature through color and through scent, sounds of water, the feeling of humidity. Be surrounded by lush life that's part of our ancestral DNA, but we would never experience living way up north where we do. And this is true whether you go to Como Park Conservatory, whether you go to the Mitchell Park Domes in Milwaukee, or even Huntington Gardens in Los Angeles. Everybody through a conservatory can get nature that is not native to that area. And they all return us to an important part of our nature that we've been separated from due to geography or migration. Now, if at the end of a long winter, I were to send you to Mitchell Park Domes or Como Conservatory and tell you, when you go there, I want you to observe every single leaf on every single plant. And I want you to distinguish every single scent in the air and notice every petal on every flower, you'd think I was crazy. You'd never be able to do it. Not in one visit, not in a lifetime of visits. You'll pay attention to, you'll remember a few specific plants to be sure. Something will stand out, a flower or an aroma or a sound is going to stand out to you and you'll remember that. If you make a second trip, maybe you'll be able to pick out a few different aromas or flowers or plants. But mostly you'll go for the overall experience to let the beauty and majesty wash over you, to enter your heart and your lungs, literally your eyes and your ears, and most importantly, to let that experience change you for the better. We go there to be changed, to be uplifted, to be restored. And the same could be said for the liturgical life of the church, both in general and then during Great Lent in particular. Now, the richness of the Lenten liturgical life is like Como Conservatory times 40. The depth and the riches offered this season are overwhelming. I mean, there's so many themes, so many stories, so many lessons, so much atmosphere, so much holiness, so much that is deeply sacred. There's an infinite number of ways and places to be nourished. And if I were to tell you, I want you to remember every last word and every last action and every last moment and every last sound and scent of Lent, it would be just as crazy. It's not possible to do all that. You'll never be able to stop and remember them all. Not in a single season of Lent, not in a lifetime. But the majesty, the encounter with God as a whole, again, is an experience that can still enter your heart and change and refresh and restore you, just like the conservatory as a whole. But also like the conservatory, with repeated visits, while you'll never notice every last detail, you will develop some favorites, maybe a special tree or a certain kind of flower that you always want to make sure you see. The same can be said of Great Lent. With repeated visits to Great Lent, you will develop favorites, moments that speak particularly to you. Well, maybe St. Ephrem's prayer, O Lord and Master of my life. Maybe Let My Prayer Arise trio at Presanctified Liturgy. For me, it's St. Basil's Anaphora. You know, ask my family. We barely get past Christmas and I already say, oh, we're almost getting to basil season. One theme, I think, though, that the church really wants us to notice and to be touched by is the call during Lent to remember, to remember. If I were to send you to a conservatory, I'd say, enjoy it all, but be sure to stop at such and such tree. It's worth a look. Be sure to stop at this one tree. The church says of Great Lent, there's a lot to take in here. There's more to take in than you can possibly take in. But be sure to notice the word remember. Remember. Remember as a concept and remember as a word comes up a lot during Lent. The daily readings of Lent, they go back to the Old Testament. You know, normally it's New Testament readings on the daily readings. During Lent, they're Old Testament readings. So we remember our ancestral past. We remember where we came from. We remember what our existence was before the coming of Christ. In the Liturgy of St. Basil, which we are serving this morning, some form of the word remember occurs 40 times. 40 times in this liturgy, remember. We already sang it about 5 times, commemorating, and in thy kingdom remember. So we've already got 5 remembers in before now, which means we still have about 35 times left. Listen for the word remember and its derivatives. 35 more times the church is going to call us to remember. Remember his life-creating cross. Remember those who bring offerings. Remember those who are in deserts and caves and pits and courts and mines and harsh labor. Remember those who serve in the government and the armed forces. Remember the infants, the young, the aged, the separated. You know, sometimes we use remember twice in one sentence. We say, Lord, remember those who remember the poor. Remember those we have not remembered. We use it twice in one sentence. Sometimes, because it's that important. During Lent, we emphasize also the remembrance of the departed. The departed. Just about every Saturday in Lent is a Memorial Saturday. Today, we will serve our all-parish memorial that we do every Lent, where we remember so many departed by name. And when you add all the memorial names, I mean, think about it, all the memorial names being read worldwide this Lent, in every church across the world, not just here, but that's a lot of names being remembered. Millions of names are literally going to be spoken this Lent to remember the departed. And I think there's something very powerful about remembering by name. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he called him out by name. He said, Lazarus, come forth. When Peter raised Tabitha from the dead, he used her name, Tabitha, arise. When Jesus himself rose from the dead and appeared to Mary Magdalene, she recognized him when he called her by name. She had thought he was a gardener, and he said, Mary. And she recognized him through her name. There's something powerful about being remembered by name. Now, here's something about the holiness of remembering. To remember doesn't just mean to think about. It doesn't mean just to think about something. When the church says remember, it's a lot more than just having something pop into our heads. The holiness of remembering is far deeper than that. To remember is to make someone a member again. That's what the word literally means, to remember them, to make them a member one more time, to make someone or something a member of our life again. And in fact, most of the time we use remember in liturgy, we're asking God to remember. It's not like God can forget. It's not like God remember this. That's not what we're saying when we ask God to remember. We're asking that he make us who have wandered to be a vital member of life again. When we ask him to remember those who are in courts and in mines and the infants and the aged, we're not saying remember them in an intellectual sense. We're asking God to bring them into his life. And when we ask him to remember, he does bring them into his life because that's his nature. When you remember the poor or the oppressed, it's not just, oh yes, I remember that there are poor and oppressed people in the world. It means they once again become a member of your daily life, of your very heart, to be served and cared for in a sense of holiness. To remember the departed is to keep them in our life. It's not just, yes, I remember so-and-so. It's that so-and-so is part of me this day. To remember the cross is to live the way of the cross and sacrificial love daily. And therefore, to remember God is to be filled with his Holy Spirit and to become a member of him again. That's the theme that the church is instilling on us each and every Lent. Now, as you visit and attend to the beautiful conservatory of Great Lent, you can't possibly pay attention to every detail, every word, every moment, every movement, every song. But there are a few important blooms, a few important plants, a few important trees that should stand out to you. Whether St. Basil's liturgy, the prayer of St. Ephrem, Let My Prayer Arise, Well, one of the more important gifts of life that Lent gives us is the gift of remembrance. To remember, to be able to make something wonderful a member of your life again. To remember the blessings of God, to remember the people that God has called you to serve and to love, and most importantly, to remember God Himself. And through that kind of remembering, may you be restored and uplifted and changed. Amen.